Blog Talk Radio.
I apologize, brothers and sisters. We're back live now. Just have to keep believing. That's all I can say. Just keep believing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Just have to believe for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We heard that there is no way through. We heard the tide was never. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Who do you know? Break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it.
You just have to learn how to believe for in spite of you learn what the word says, and that's what you live by. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I just want to be thankful. That's all. I refuse to give the enemy anything other than Jesus is Lord, and I know he's Lord. Whatever is happening, our good. That may not sit well with some people, but I just refuse to give the devil any credit other than what he is, and he's under our feet. Hallelujah. I thank God again for those that dialed back in, came back, and so forth. We're just going to ask Pastor Bell that she'll give us a word of prayer, and we're going to continue our review. Hallelujah. Pastor Bell.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Amen. The share is coming from 2 Peter and verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. And to patient godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can come together and review the word and study the word and share the word, Father God. We're just thankful, Father God. We're thankful for each and every one that is listening today, those that called in, those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless right now each and every one. Be with our pastor, Father God. Bless him, guide him, and direct him, Father God, as he teaches the word of truth, Father God. And Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God, for you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those that are going through and those that are bereaved. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And those that are going through, Father God, help them to trust in the Lord with all of their heart, Father God, and lean and depend on you, Father God. Lord, we're just thankful today for the word, Father God, that we're able to study this word and meditate on this word. And then this word will change our lives, Father God. We're thankful, Father God, and we're so thankful for our teacher as he teaches this word and even have scriptures that we can go to. And after the broadcast, we can go back and read them and study them and ask for your guidance, Father God. Just bless each and every one in a mighty way, Father God. And we ask all in the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor. I do want to say this, brothers and sisters. At a time such as this, we should be thankful. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. When I look over what's going on in the world, how tornadoes are taking people out, hurricanes, people got half of their houses, people who laid down night before last, woke up today without any cover at all. When I think about the devastation that's going on in Ephesians, when I think about all of this stuff going on, I know Ephesians 6 and 10 and 11 and 12 is real to me. When he says, finally, brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And here's the thing. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Have to listen to that, brothers and sisters. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. This week has been a wrestling week, if that makes sense. It's been the tugging week. Back and forth, different situations. And just a few minutes ago, the Lord said, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, mm-hmm. against the rules of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what's going on.
Amen.
I don't know what your week been like, but I want to tell you, brother and sister, it's been a trying week in a lot of areas for me. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful that those that was able to dial back in, dial back in. Those that probably online was listening and couldn't hear it. We're wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, why am I telling you all of this? Because of the subject this week. The subject this week says the word of God has to be the final authority.
Amen.
Don't blame it on nothing. Just go to the word of God and let it be the final authority in whatever decision you make it, whatever answers you coming up with. You want to know the why? Because the word of God have declared it and decreed it. It's the final authority. When it comes to this weather, when it comes to things that's going on,
yeah,
the good, bad, and the ugly. Remember the Romans 8, and we know that all things are working together for our good. That's the final authority. It's for my good. I'm not worried about nothing else. It's for my good. That's the final authority.
All right. Amen.
So I know why I'm here. I know my purpose. I know why today is today in my life. It's because the word of God has the final authority. Everything been going on, God said, I'm working it together for your good.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We talked this week about, as much as we could, we tried to explain to you all what the word of God is saying. One of our foundational scriptures is, and we'll just go over that a little bit, but I refuse to give up, brothers and sisters. I don't know about you, but this is a pressing way. You need to tell somebody. This is a pressing way. We have to press our way.
Yeah.
It ain't coming easy. Mm-hmm. It don't have anything to do with the color of your skin. It has to do with who you serving, man. That's why it's a pressing way. You have to press your way. You have to press your way past negativity. Press your way. For those that don't get it and those that don't understand, you keep pressing. No, they don't accept it. How they going to accept you telling them, by his stripes I'm healed, and you bleeding? How they going to accept that? But you press your way. How evangelist Renee going to tell people God is a healer and her foot was down to the white meat? But she pressed her way.
Yes, she did. Amen.
That's how this works, man. The woman bleeding, she had an issue of blood, but she pressed her way.
Yeah.
And she touched Jesus.
Amen.
I can't help because folks are not getting the memo. This is a pressing way. You have to die. You have to crucify the flesh. It's a must.
Amen.
When our scripture was found in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, and that was one of our scriptures this week. So, I want to read it from the, I guess, King James Version. And as pastor, she wants to read it. I know we run a little late here, brothers and sisters, but I want to read, I think I want to read 5, 6, 7, and 8. And, 5, 6, 7, and 8. But the idea came from verse 5. Now wait a minute. Let me go back to 5, 6, For all this to make, let's do 6, 7, and 8. That's what we'll do. 2 Corinthians 5:6, 7, and 8. I apologize. Therefore, we always, always covenant, knowing that, Russell, we are at the home in the body. We are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are covenant and willing, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. From the Message Bible, your flip and callous arrogance in these things, bothers me. You pass it off as a small thing, but it's eating a whole batch of bread dough pretty fast. So get rid of this yeast. Our true identity is flat and plain, not puffed up with the wrong kind of ingredient. The Messiah, our Passover lamb, has already been sacrificed for the Passover. Oh, Pastor, did you say 2 Corinthians? I'm just reading. I apologize.
Yeah, I said 2 Corinthians 5, verses 7, but I went back to 6 through 8.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Okay, 5, verses 6 through 8. 2 Corinthians, I apologize. That's why we live such good cheer. You won't see us dropping our heads or dragging our feet. Cramped conditions here don't get us down. They only remind us of the spacious living conditions ahead. It's what we trust in but don't yet see that keeps us going. Do you suppose a few ruts in the road or rocks in the path are going to stop us? Comes, we'll be plenty ready to exchange exile for homecoming. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Let me begin by saying, I know a lot of people, they discuss this scripture as though, well, as though you're leaving the earth right now. A lot of people discuss this scripture in funerals. They said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Man, I get all that. And religion teaches you that. But here's what the Spirit of Truth teaches. If you're not present with the Lord, then where are you?
Mm-hmm. All right.
If you're not present with the Lord, then where are you? That's a good question. So we're always in this body, knowing that whether we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. But listen, brothers and sisters, we walk with faith. This is the assurance. This is the confidence that it doesn't matter. We're in the Spirit of the Lord, either in this body or from our other body. See, people, they don't want to talk about that. Our confidence is in Christ, always confident. Even though we're no longer living in the flesh, we're living in the Spirit because we walk by faith. Better say that again, preacher, because somebody might miss that. So we are confident always, even though we know that we're no longer living in the flesh realm, we're living in the Spirit. Why? I'm glad you asked. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. When we were in the flesh, we walked by sight. We walked in the feelings. We walked by what we could feel, what we could touch, what we could see. We don't live like that any longer. We walk by what the Word of God say. So it doesn't matter where we're at. We're in the Spirit of God. Now, why is that? Because of Ephesians 2:10, as Pastor to read that in the King James Version. So what you find Ephesians 2 and 10, the Holy Spirit within us is our guarantee, brothers and sisters. It's our guarantee. Please see that like that. And stop believing these old religious fairy tales. Well, when to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. No, you are one with the Lord now.
Praise God.
You're just not living by the flesh any longer. You know why? Because Ephesians 2 and 10. You are guaranteed to have eternal life if you can believe that. If you let the Word of God be the final authority in what you're believing. Even though this is an earthly body, your spirit is with the Lord. I pray to God you're one with the Lord.
Amen.
So when people take this scripture, they take it meaning that, well, they're going on to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. No. Listen, brothers, you're present with the Lord now. You have another body. Now, if that's what you want people to know, that, hey, I'm with the Lord, that's fine. But let me tell you, and I want to be clear, you're present with the Lord right now. And you're absent from the body right now. Because they want you to be in the flesh, do things after the flesh. They taught it after the flesh. But you're after the Spirit. You're no longer after the flesh. You don't walk according to the flesh. You walk according to the Spirit of God. So I already get it, brothers and sisters. I believe me, when I've heard these so many sermons preached about when you, well, they going on and be with the Lord. They're absent from the body. You know, that means they're present with the Lord. No, you can be absent from the body right now and be talking to me. Because you're not serving the flesh. You're serving the Spirit of God. So this is where your confidence is. But go ahead and read that for us, Pastor. Ephesians 2 and 10, before I get too far carried away here.
All right, Pastor. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen.
God ordained this. We've been created for good works. For God, it's not a mystery to us. It's a mystery to those that don't know. It's not a mystery to us.
Amen.
See? So, when I think about what 2 Corinthians is saying, at least what Paul was, he wasn't afraid to die. He wasn't afraid to die. He'd already dead. He crucified the flesh.
Yes, amen.
Who are afraid to die? People who haven't crucified the flesh. So when you go back, you read this differently. How differently, you ask? Because he was confident of spending eternal life with Christ. You got to get that confidence now. You don't get that confidence after you leave here. And I wish people would see that like that. Get that confidence now. Go on and crucify the flesh now.
Amen.
Of course, I have to admit to you all, facing these uncertain confidence, unknown may cause us to already leave and that we're leaving one another. Or you may look at it that, you know, my loved one is being left behind. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, I get all of that. But if that's the way you're looking at this scripture, you may be looking at it wrongly. That's why I want you to be clear with understanding the scripture. You have not left the love of Christ.
Amen.
So that's where your confidence is at. Your confidence is always with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Those that believe in Christ's death is only a pretender. But those who have crucified the flesh, they know they have eternal life. And they have this confidence. And we will continue. Can I say that one more time? We will continue to walk with faith. We will continue to live in Christ. Whether in the body or out of the body, it doesn't matter to us. We have this confidence.
And
I did that one. So let the hope give you confidence. And but you need confidence. Evangelist Renee said something the other day. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you got confidence in your prayer, because the word of God is the final authority, you have not because you ask not. Whatever you ask and believe that you receive it, you shall have. See, the word of God is the final confidence. But if the final word, this is where your confidence is at. But those that don't have confidence in the word of God, they haven't made the word of God their final authority. All they can do is hope for it. But why you hope for something you already got? You have eternal life. You have to look at this thing as a before and after.
Yeah.
Before, you didn't have this confidence.
Amen.
You know why? Because the word of God wasn't the final authority. But when the word of God is the final authority, you have confidence. You know why?
Yeah.
And that's where your trust is at. That's where your trust is at.
Amen.
You have confidence. See, before you had trust in the word of God, before you know what the word of God truly meant, you couldn't put confidence in it. But now you can join and say, yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. See, there's no hope. You want to put trust in him.
Amen.
Jesus said, if you tear this body down, in 3 days I'll rebuild it. That was not hope. That was confidence, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Y'all ain't heard me yet. But I'm trying to tell you, when the word of God is the final authority, you have confidence.
Yeah.
Always confidence in the word of God. No matter what the flesh say. I'm telling you right now, even though we wrestle not against flesh and blood, we got confidence that I used to say this all the time. I'm going to go ahead and say it again. I honestly believe I'll be like David. If I made my bed in hell, I got confidence that God is going to come and get me.
All right now. Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to give God all the credit because I know That's what the word of God is, the final authority. When I go out into the world, he said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. That's confidence. Where's your confidence at? See, if your confidence is in the Word of God, that's going to be the final authority right there.
Amen.
If you're not sure where your confidence is at, look at it like this, brothers and sisters, before and after. Before, I believe in the Word of God. I said I did, but now I act on the Word of God. That's
all
the
right.
Difference. See?
Amen.
So I'm just saying, sometimes you got to look at before and after. Before I played church, now I am the church, and I know it.
Hallelujah.
I have this assurance. And when I tell you full confidence in the Word of God, that's what I have. Now, when you have full confidence, you're certain. I mean, it ain't no doubt. The Word of God is going to be here when I leave here. It was here when I got here. And it's here
mm-hmm.
while I'm here. So why wouldn't I put confidence in it? I have
Amen.
This assurance. See, when you make the Word of God the final authority, that's what I've been trying to share with you. The Word of God has to be the final authority. And if you don't have that, you need that. Say it again, preacher. If you don't have that confidence, go and get that confidence. How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. The Bible is the oldest book to man's knowledge. There's no book. That's enough right there. It's in every hotel. That'll be enough right there. It's about in every home. That ought to be enough right there.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday, usually from 11 to 1, somebody got one open. Every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sabbath, somewhere between 11 and 1, every Saturday. I'm just trying to give you that guarantee. And usually...
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Usually, every day, somebody got one open. And just in case you didn't know this, let me put this on your ear. Every day at noon, somebody got one open.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we just happen to call it the Word at noon, and the enemy don't like it. Because we got confidence in it.
Yeah. Amen.
Brother, sister, I'm going to tell you, when you're facing your opposition, when you're facing rejection, when you're facing persecution, when you're facing wherever, if it's a career change, when you're facing wherever it is that causing you to have a low, get high right now, because you can put confidence. To me, I like to think you go beyond being hopeful. You have that assurance. And I like to think that self-assurance. No matter what the critics say.
All right.
See, what they don't know is what you're possessing. And what you're possessing is the Word of God is your final hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And that's what this lesson's been about this week. It's about assurance. It's about security. It's about self-confidence. It's about knowing that if you step out into nothing, God's going to put you on something.
All right.
Doesn't matter how shaky it gets, you become unshakable. You become unmovable because the Word of God is the final authority. That was this lesson been about this week. Really. It ain't been about self. As it may seem, it's just been just the opposite. Our trust is not in self. Our trust is in the Word of God. So that's what gives us this selfishness. This what gives us that confidence. This is what gives us that self-contentment. It's because our unselfishness to make the Word of God the final authority.
Amen.
Well, anyone would like to have any comments? Those that return back, press 1, and we'll be so happy to let you have a say in this review. But just know that whatever God wanted to go forward, went forward.
Yes,
he knows what's
man.
Best for us. So
mm-hmm.
if anyone, and God knows I appreciate several of you all returned back. You came back. That boy, I tell you, that means so much to me.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Anyone, just press 1.
Well, Pastor, reading 2 Corinthians 5, what did we do? We did through 8.
Verse 7. Uh-huh.
7.
6, 7, and 8. Uh-huh.
Okay. I would like to read that from the New Living Translation, and it reads, so we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. So that's telling us that we are, because what you're saying, that we are with the Lord, because now our walk is our faith walk, and our faith walk is with the Lord. So it's
yes.
for we live.
Yes.
Praise God. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So, yeah, so that's our faith walk, isn't it, Pastor? Our faith walk is
absolutely.
We're walking with the Lord.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a body not made by hand. Yeah, all of that. But listen, brothers and sisters, you're one with the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So you don't have to live like you are not. And thank you so much,
amen.
Pastor, for bringing that out.
Amen.
In other words, as long as we're in these bodies, we're not at our home base. We're not with we're with the Lord. It's not really confusing. We're with the Lord, but we're just not
mm-hmm.
at home as you would think with the Lord. See, the enemy had us thinking this, and if I can be, it's just a real fine line, but I want y'all to hear this. Well, when you get to heaven, it's going to be okay. Whenever it's all over and you be with the Lord. See, that old kind of thinking, erroneous thinking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us thinking, hey, we with the Lord now. And when we pass
mm-hmm.
from life unto eternity, we're going to be with him forever.
Amen.
Yeah. Not just over there, but right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got this confidence, but you have to have that full assurance, that full confidence, that it doesn't matter mm-hmm. where you're at, you're going to be with the Lord. You're one with God. See, you can't
yeah.
teach that you're one sometimes and sometimes not. You're either one with him now, and you're going to pass from life unto eternity, or you're not with him now, and you're going to get with him when you get over there.
Mm.
That make it, see how people teach that? They teach us that when we get over there, then we're going to be one with the Lord. No, you're one with the Lord now.
Amen.
And you're passed from life unto eternity. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate you bringing that out. Anyone
yeah.
else? And I just want to say to a couple of those that return, I appreciate you. I see you. I know you're on. You don't have to. I know you're here. And I thank God for you.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King's day that they celebrate him being here and all that good stuff. So I'll see you at the Word at noon tomorrow.